Time to look at the big 10-event program in Launceston on Sunday night here on From the Stables. Trainer-driver Todd Rattray joins me online to have a chat about some of his runners from his stable and a couple of horses he's driving as well. How are you going, Todd?
Good, mate. Self?
Yeah, good, thank you. We kick it off with race number one. Two runners engaged. Crystal is the first one we'll have a chat about. She's a beautifully bred filly out of Delightful Christian, who the Rattray family and the McLaughlins as well had great success with. Three trials to date, finished third in the most recent one in Launceston. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, it would have just topped her off nicely for this race. So, yeah, hopefully she does everything right, which I think she will, and hopefully be hard to beat in one.
Longfellow is also engaged in that race. You're taking the drive on him. He finished second in Hobart last time out, grabbed late by Rock and Roll Nitro. What did you make of the performance?
Yeah, he was all right. I just didn't think he saw Ricky come up the inside, but Ricky did come pretty quick, and I think it can go pretty quick. So, yeah, it was probably a bad drive more than the horse's fault.
Race two, number nine, Radiant Red is the runner you train and drive here. Last start winner in Hobart, that was back in late January. Did have one trial in Launceston, and that was last Friday, and probably we can forgive her for that trial because she copped a little bit of interference.
Yes, sort of don't know where she's at really, obviously because of that trial, but she's working up pretty good, but she always goes a bit better at the races, so... hopefully if she gets a nice run, she should be in the finish too.
Race four, you've got the drive on Wandari Muscat for Wes Target, a mare that you used to train. She was a Hobart winner two starts ago, and her form over the mile, you know, probably brings her in as a genuine each-way chance here.
Yeah, if she gets a good run, she's always thereabouts. She's a sitting sprinter, so, hopefully the race works out for her.
All right, let's skip over to race number five on the program where you drive Jugal. She's been placed in two runs back in your care, and no doubt you would have been pleased with the effort last time out where she'd done a little bit of work.
Yeah, I was a bit disappointed the first one up. She worked pretty good the week before that and thought she'd go good, but obviously she went better last time, so if she brings that forward again, she should be hard to beat.
Over to race six on the card, you've got the driver North Star Lad for Jeff Smith. This is a standing start race. Of course, North Star Lad was a winner two starts ago, but this is his first try from the tapes. You've had a couple of drives on him in the past. How do you reckon he'll step?
Yeah, good question. If he hits it all right, he should go all right, but he can play up a fair bit, so we'll have to see how it goes.
We'll skip over to race eight. Laidback Kenny should drive here also for the Jeff Smith stable. And if Emergency doesn't gain a start, he's going to follow out Amazing Daisy from barrier two in the second race. So he should settle close to the speed here.
Yeah, he's a bit like Wandering Musket too. Just needs that soft run and sprint home sort of thing. But obviously he's been going pretty good without doing anything stupid. So hopefully he'll get a good run.
And your last drive, the Adrian Duggan trained all the way May, who's been racing below her best and will probably need a little bit of luck in that event. Todd, who do you reckon your best winning chance is in Launceston on Sunday night?
Jugal.
Alright, Jugal. That is race five, number one. Appreciate the insight into your chances this Sunday, Todd, and I wish you the best of luck.
No worries, mate. Thanks.